One of the most popular promo items our clients use is sunscreen, branded with their logo or a promo message. It's available in a tube or a single one-shot sachet. Just how effective are they? Listen in as we're joined by the New South Wales and ACT manager for the Dial Before You Dig service. It's Dominic Pugh. Dominic, can you explain what the Dial Before You Dig service provides?
It's a free service. People get in touch with us and we organise plans and information free of charge so they know what pipes and cables are under the ground before they start digging.
Do you direct this message to the tradespeople that work on site?
It could be. We could also be talking to surveyors, engineers, architects, builders, anyone that has any interest whatsoever in ultimately putting a hole in the ground is of interest to us.
And you use two types of sunscreen?
Yes, we do. We use the tubes and we also use the sachets. We give the tubes to people who are important to us. So we certainly give them to people who are attending conferences, if those conferences are of importance to us, things like the Civil Contractors Federation. We also give them to people who crew surf boats, because we sponsor the surf boats, so they're very important to us as well. And we also take them to golf days and other high-value events that we sponsor.
It's not just a summer giveaway. Right now it's the middle of a Sydney winter, and last week you gave them away at a golf day?
I couldn't believe it either. We took a box along and we didn't think we'd give any away, but there was quite a high demand for them. You see, the golfers know that they can fit neatly into their golf carts. They'll take them out on the golf course next week and the week after, and the sunscreen will still be there, and being multi-use, it'll be available for them next time or the time after or whenever the sun starts coming out.
And what about the sachets?
The sachets have a number of benefits over the tube for us. They're about a quarter of the cost. So that means that we can provide more, take more and give more away for the same amount of money. They also pack flat, which means we can take 1,000 sachets along to an event in a single box that it would be very difficult to take 1,000 tubes to. And because they use full-colour artwork, we can prevent maybe a slightly more sophisticated message on the sachets than we can on the tube.
And I know you like using the sachets because you can change the message to suit different audiences.
Look, the sachets are great because what you can do is when you're getting the artwork done up, you can do two or four labels with completely different artwork targeted at different people.
So it's one piece of artwork and you get four different versions?
Yep, this year we're going to be doing one label for surf lifesaving, one for motorsport, and we'll do a couple of others of a more general nature. So we can actually choose what sachet we give out to what people so they get the right message. And because we're doing it all on the one sheet, we keep the artwork cost to an absolute minimum.
Dominic, you've given away thousands of sunscreens. It's a great branding item, but some of our listeners might be wondering about the actual sunscreen formula. Does it work?
Well, I can tell you that the boaties, that's the surf clubbies who row in the boat, we make sure they've always got a couple of tubes. They are very, very complimentary about the quality of the sunscreen. And let me tell you, they're a tough audience. They see a lot of sunscreen and they like it. They like the size of the tube. It's very convenient and they're always happy to take more and give them out to the other clubs as well.
Dominic, for those that haven't used sunscreens before, that's reassuring. Thanks for coming in. I'd just like to add a couple of comments. If you're going to be buying sunscreens, either for promotion or just one for your family, read the tube carefully and look for the registration number of the formula. It's called an Austell number. That number is issued by the Department of Health, and when you see it, you know it complies to the Australian standard.